Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online in a house where she'd already been hearing footsteps at night, a fight with her brother ended with a slammed door that shouldn't have stuck, but it wouldn't open. Not until they apologized.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your Real Ghost Story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
And indeed it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, we'd love to hear them. Of course, you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Tony, Todd, and Carol with you on today's episode. Sounds like the ghost in this is, a parent. You're not going to get the Game Boy back until you apologize.
Exactly. Yeah. Which would be a good ghost to have if you were a parent.
Yeah.
But like if you're the kid or like what if you're an adult and you've got a spirit in your house that's always always being like mom in the background.
Oh, God.
And I couldn't imagine.
Not until you apologize. Did that ever teach anybody anything, Carol, though, other than follow the will of who's ever demanding you apologize at that moment in time?
Because it never came from your heart. It only came because you were told to do it.
It was check a box.
Fine. Yeah.
Check a box for the parents. So the parents could say, well, I got him to apologize. Nobody fucking meant it. Like, do you feel good now? that's basically what it is. It doesn't really mean anything.
Right.
It wasn't like dealing with the issue or addressing anybody's anything. It was just, we don't want to fucking deal with it. Say you're sorry. You know,
you're right.
Sorry.
I was thinking about my mom and the whole sorry thing. My entire life as a kid until I moved out, my parents changed a lot when I moved out. Then it was like, we love you. Prior to that, there was a little less of that going on. But I remember there was a time I got into a huge fight with my mom in high school. Like I was screaming at her so loud that I didn't have a voice the next day. And that night she came in and actually apologized to me. And I didn't even know how to respond because she had never said those two words ever. You know, I'm sorry. Never. It blew me away.
Why do you think it happened?
That she, I think,
Because were you, was she recognizing you as being older then, you know, maybe? And she, was it kind of a mile, like a, you know, one of those moments where it's like, shit, maybe I've been treating him like a kid.
I think she realized that my point was valid and she understood where I was coming from.
Yeah.
It was so freaking strange to have my mom apologize to me, to anybody.
It's a weird occurrence. I don't know that I've ever seen that before in mine.
That's never happened any time.
It's an enigma moment.
I've even asked for it. I think you should apologize. Apologize. I'm not apologizing. I didn't do anything.
There's always a reason. There's always a, you know. And I believe I always have a reason for what you do, but if it's, but if it ended up being wrong, then apologize, you know?
Right. Right. Of course.
Like nothing wrong with, you know, being able to explain here's where it came from, but you're right. This was wrong, you know? And
you know. as a child, that's something that like, look, Todd, it sticks with him to this day. Like yeah. that's oh, a bigger lesson it. For yep. you. No.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
No. You know, mm. that was good parenting on your mom right there.
I had yeah,
that,
yeah.
that one time.
Hey, better than zero times.
It's just funny. There's a lot of do this, but then like the demonstration of the act is not necessarily there in so much parenting. It's be this way. Yeah. And I don't think anybody even noticed it at the time or thought of it or anything of that nature. It's just kind of how it was. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's hear a ghost story. Hi.
My name is Lauren, and I've been binge listening to your show for about the past couple weeks while I'm at work now, and I figured I should call in and let you know my first one. I have been experiencing things ever since I was little, but this one that happened was at a house that we moved into when I was about 9 years old, and we moved into this house and things started happening the first night. I remember laying in the bedroom downstairs and the floor creaked whenever you walked on it. And I remember telling my mom I could hear someone walking around the room. And my mom told me it was raining outside. It was just a creaky old house, the house settling. And I said, no, I can hear someone. She told me that it was just my imagination. I should go to sleep. It was a new house. This was the first night we were there. Things would happen and
did Carol freeze?
The validation there she came is. A few weeks after living there. My brother and I slept in the bedroom upstairs. Upstairs there was two bedrooms, but you had to walk through the first bedroom to get to the second bedroom. They were separated by a wall with a door. The door didn't have a door handle, it was just a door frame with a door. There's a hole where the handle would be. There was no way this door could stick in this door frame. My brother and I, he was younger than I am. We were fighting as siblings will do. We were moving stuff around, cleaning our rooms. I'm not really sure, but we were fighting. We were really just yelling at each other. And I remember I yelled at him and I told him, I hate you. And I slammed my door. Now, what scared me at this point is the door stayed in that door jamb. It didn't pop back open like it usually did. Like I said, there wasn't a handle. There's no knob. There's just a hole where that handle should be. So immediately, my 9-year-old self starts freaking out about this door being stuck there. The door used to swing into my room. So my brother is, you know, now he's kind of getting scared because I'm scared and yelling about this door. We're both trying to get this door open, and it's not opening, it's not opening. So he goes downstairs and gets my mom, who comes up and starts, you know, yelling at us about messing with the door. And we're telling her, we didn't do this. Door stuck. So this entire time, I'm sitting on my bed in my room crying because I'm so scared about this door. Finally, after my mom is kicking the door, trying to get it open, and she tries for a few minutes, she says that she's going to crawl through the crawl space in the attic to get into my room. And then she'd bring me back out that way. Well, just before she does that, she tells us that we have to apologize to each other. We have to apologize and say we're sorry that, you know, we should have been fighting in the first place. And this is probably why this happened. As soon as we apologized, that door swung open. I was able to walk right through. Of course, I'm freaked out about this door. My brother's freaked out. My mom's telling you that she doesn't know what happened, that for some reason the door shouldn't have stayed like that. It was like a validation for me because I had been hearing things and experiencing things in this house. We lived there for about 3 years, and the entire time that we lived there, we had experiences. They were never bad experiences. It was more like a motherly type. It was always just, you know, things were moving. If my brother and I were acting up, something would catch our attention and just kind of make us realize that somebody was watching over us, that we needed to stop fighting or we needed to be nice to each other. It was never a negative feeling. But I do have a lot of experiences from that house. That's just one of the first ones that happened. So I figured I'd call in and let you know that. I'll continue to call in with my additional experiences throughout my life. My current home is an old farmhouse that was built in the 1900s, early 1900s. So I have some experiences there as well. I'll give you guys a call back and thank you for putting on the show. It is a great show. I love listening to it at work. Have a great day.
That was good. Thank you for sharing that story with us. Thoughts on that?
If I were a ghost and people were acting that way, I'd probably pull the same thing. Like, stop your shit. Stop messing around. Quit fighting, whatever. Mm-hmm. I would do the same thing.
It does feel very parental.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, just apologize to your brother. And when they do, the door swings open, the door they can't get open, and even mom can't seem to get it open.
All you got to do is imprison the children, and then you get them to apologize. I mean, that's all it takes, you know, solitary confinement. Or what could possibly go wrong? You know? I'm saying that facetiously. Yeah.
No, but she probably at that point really was sorry because she was stuck in her room.
Yeah, terrified. I mean, it'd be scary. I mean, if you know no one can really get you out, that would be kind of freaky, especially if you're a kid, you know? You're
talking about going through the crawl space to come get you. God.
Has anyone ever entered a room, not necessarily on purpose, but through going through like a crawl space in a ceiling and then like coming down?
No, have you?
I'm trying to think I did it and when I was drunk, and that's just not ringing any bells.
This was just in my attic at my which
of
house?
Of course you've done it.
Branson house.
Chevy Chase, right? When he goes up in the attic for Christmas.
It was kind of like that. This is my last house. It was in the attic. There was a couple of boards out there, and I was, you know, kind of arranging some stuff around, and I thought I was stepping back onto where the platform was. I wasn't. I was kind of moving something over here, so I wasn't super paying attention, and I put my foot down, and I went right through the ceiling, just one leg, and it landed like in the mud room on top of a cabinet. So like I was stopped right away by the cabinet, but it, you know, the drywall is, you know, never quite the same.
That's exactly like that movie though, because he drops down and he's on the top bunk of the bed.
Yep. Oh yeah, just, it is kind of like he's like boom.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Frickin' Chevy Chase, Christmas Vacation.
I have of course I do.
You've got a piece of the drywall sitting over in the corner?
No, but I think it's actually my Christmas shit. I used to have a Christmas Vacation Chevy Chase action figure over here.
An action figure.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't know. It was like they sell those weird ones sometimes, and somebody got it for me as a gift. I don't remember who, but yeah. Anyway.
I'm going to put together
got it for a gift for yourself.
I'm going to put together a wheel of brewski, and we're going to spin the wheel, and then whatever it lands on, we're going to see if it's actually in the room.
And what do we got?
I can't even come up with anything. Do you have a screaming goat in your studio at all?
Because I don't.
I used to have one someplace.
I did at one point in time, though. Years ago.
I don't know where mine went to. Maybe Maybe I threw it out.
I do not have a screaming goat. I do have a mouse that was a miniature mouse that was made by my mother that is a chef mouse.
This is so funny. Like, I've got nothing. There's nothing in here.
I have a letter from Taylor Swift that she wrote to Olivia years. This was on the Red Tour.
You probably have one written to you, though.
Oh, no, this isn't one to me, actually. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, because she was always really good about anytime you would go to one of her shows, she would send you a thank you for going to the show.
Yep, that is one there. Yep.
Not for everybody, but the radio people, she would always. I think I have like 7 or 8 letters from Taylor Swift.
I have a ticket from Michael Jackson's O2 concert that never happened.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Oh.
How much did you spend for that?
The ticket?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Were you?
Manning
you just got
me.
The ticket. I thought maybe you bought it.
No. After he died, they'd already printed them all. So the record companies just started giving them out to everybody. And we got some at the station. Our promotions director did. And he gave me one.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back when you had a printed ticket.
Yeah, back in the day. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to another phone call. Hello.
This is Ann in St. Paul. And I'm calling. I grew up in a really next to a portal type of thing. And so there was things all the time everywhere. Well, this is just a quick story. And actually, it's kind of comical. It wasn't at the time, but when you look back, it was kind of comical. Me and my best friend, we were about 14, 15. We had been at my house for a few days. Nobody was home, just us. And we were upstairs a lot in my room, and we'd go downstairs time to time, get something to eat or go out to, you know, whatever. But my room was situated upstairs where I could see the whole yard, the whole driveway, the main door. You know, we always would know if somebody was around. There was nobody around for days. So one day, one afternoon, we went downstairs to get something to eat. And we were down there and we heard someone walking around upstairs. Now, there's 5 rooms up there. These really heavy, sounded like a heavy man walking just straight across the upstairs. You can't do that. It's not possible. And these footprints were going from one end to the other. And it's just like, that can't happen. And it sounded like they were moving things and et cetera. And we're like, doesn't it sound like there's someone up there? And Julie and my friend's like, yeah. And I'm like, let's get out. So we got out of the house because we were convinced someone was up there. We didn't for the life of us know how they could have got up there, but without us knowing, but we could clearly hear them up there, very clearly. So we're outside, and it just so happened my cousin and one of our friends come driving by, and we flagged them down there, a few years older than us, a couple of guys. And we asked them to come up and check the house out that we heard someone upstairs, a heavy, you know, footfalls like a man. And so the 4 of us went into the house, and we went upstairs. Now, again, there was 5 rooms and 4 of us. So we each picked a room. I went into my sister's room, which was right at the top of the stairs to the right. No one went into my room, which was on the left of the stairs. But they went into all the other rooms. I went into my sister's room. She had recently moved out, so there was just a bed, an empty dresser, and an empty closet in there. I actually looked under the bed. I looked behind the dresser, which was up against the wall, but I looked there anyway. I looked in the drawers. I looked in the closet. There was no one in that room. So I come walking out of the room, and my best friend and one of the guys was standing there. And I go, well, there's nothing in there. And all of a sudden, the door to the room that I was just in slams violently shut. And we all jump and turn around, and then somebody starts banging on it so hard that the door was literally bending. It was just a cheap door anyway, but it was literally bending with the thing, and just violent banging. And we all jumped and we're looking, and we go, oh, it's got to be Doug. And all of a sudden, Doug walks up behind us from inside one of the other rooms, and says, "What was that?" And we turned around and looked at him, and we looked at each other, and we just all screamed. And the four of us went, all ran down those stairs at the same time. How we did that without running over each other, I don't know. That's the comical part. I would have loved to have seen our faces and watched our exit. And so we ran outside, and the guys went back in to check the house while Julie and I watched the outside of the house to make sure no one came out. There was no one in there. And that's my story. Thank you. You guys are great. Bye.
It'll be running out, too.
Well, it's funny because she's like, before she tells this story, she goes, I live near a portal. And then blah, blah, blah. This story is comical. And then she's telling the story. I'm like, comical? It's like horrifying.
We live near a portal.
Anytime you start the sentence with that, it's like, oh, okay. Yeah.
There I was living next door to a portal. But this isn't about that.
You know, I guess it's interesting if you're able to sense that sort of thing and you believe that, to be able to speak of it with just such ease of just like, and you know, and there's a book here on my desk, you know,
right. Like,
there's portal.
And this is the portal over there, you know, next to the ice maker, you know, like what?
Be careful when you get ice, yeah. You might get sucked into it or something might come out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like, it's just there. It's just part of the story, part of everyday life.
I would kind of like to know. Now I have questions like, what is it like to live next to a portal? How did you know it was a portal? What happened?
Has anything surprised you that's come out of the portal?
Right? Anything you'd like to put back into the portal?
Can you choose where you go with the portal? Or you can't go anywhere. It's just things come out of it towards you. Can
or
you
can
send
you
things?
Go in the portal?
Have you ever tried sending a pet through the portal?
And did the pet make it back out of the portal?
As the same pet it was before.
Exactly. I don't know. I have so many questions for her. And that is terrifying. Like, the door slams. There's nobody in the room. And it's banging on the door. Like, mm-hmm. What the hell? And is that just a one-off? Like, was the portal active that day?
Oh, my God. I think Belle went through a portal because...
I can
everything
hear her,
okay?
But I can't see.
Yeah, Belle, come here. Hang on. See, you know Belle, tiny little Belle. I think Belle went through a portal.
Oh my God.
If you're not watching that, he did not pick up that.
Picked up Buddy, the border collie. He's like, why did we just do that, Dad? It's okay.
Oh, that was funny.
Belle was the one that was in here, and then Buddy actually came in earlier. Literally, he opens the door, just goes up with his paw, opens it, and then lets everybody in. And then Harper's out there playing a game, and then they shut it, and Belle's out there, so they switched. I didn't realize they switched who was in here.
Border collies are too smart for their own good sometimes.
Oh yeah, he's a genius.
Great dogs.
Yeah,
yeah. He sometimes he'll prepare dinner. Some nights it's
that's handy. That is handy.
It is,
but it's always the same shit.
Yeah,
he only knows how to make one thing.
There's only so many nights you can have lobster thermidor. You know,
he's not really good at chiffonading anything. He's not good.
He's just, you know, and the julienne vegetables are a little bit off. You know, but it's, you know, he tries. It's difficult when you don't have opposable thumbs.
Does the best he can.
Just kind of holds the knife like this, right? Is that right, buddy? All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Want to get bonus episodes, advanced episodes, ad-free episodes? Check us out, Apple Podcasts and Patreon. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online and get in on all of that right there. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're listening so you don't miss any of our episodes. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.